It's Wednesday, the 17th of May, just after 8 a.m, about 8:10 I think, probably. It's a lovely morning. Cloud and blue sky, sun shielded just now, but it's a fresher morning. It's a goodly breeze blowing. I'm still trying to tell where it's coming from, but I think it's coming from the west, south and west. It's making the leaves and the beautiful white flowers on my apple tree waft about. They're wafting. It's quite a nice morning, actually. Yesterday was kind of funny day. Strong winds from the south, more south than west, I think, bringing up warm air, really warm. And then we had heavy showers. And then by the afternoon, the skies cleared. What a beautiful late afternoon and evening. Absolutely gorgeous sunshine and some nice heat, warmth in the air. Anyway, so this morning, I slept better last night. Though, I must admit that I decided to try and break the routines, you know, how you get into a routine of when you go to bed and when you do this and do that. So my wife went off to bed at the usual time, just after 10, and instead of me going to the back room again, well, I did go to the back room, but I sat up with my earphones on watching one of the stages on the Giro d'Italia, which I love the cycling, as many of you know. So I thought, what I'll do is I'll watch this for an hour. So that's broken the routine. Maybe that's what the problem is, going to bed. It's, you know, these things happen. And you can never explain. So I did that. Only thing is, about time the hour went past, the race had about another 20 minutes to go, so I'll watch it to the end. So that meant about 20 to 12. So I went to bed, and I think I got off to sleep. It's hard to remember now. But then I woke. Oh, here we go again. I mean, you're lying in your bed and you're talking within yourself, you know. Here we go again. Another terrible night. Well, actually, it wasn't as bad. I had slight issues with restless legs, but nothing like the night before. And after getting up two or three times, I went back to bed, I think about just after 3:30. And then, the next thing I knew, it was 6:25. So I thought, ah, oh, yes! Almost 3 hours solid sleep. So, oh, I'm just hoping that whatever it is departing, leaving me, going away, fecking off. But I should be receiving a phone call today, a very important phone call from the doc with results of blood and urine. Yeah, it is. Anyway, we'll wait and see. So I'm actually feeling a bit better this morning. Well, it'll take a wee while, even if I've got a solid night's sleep. Well, as solid as I normally have been getting for the past 2 or 3 years. Back to normal, put it that way. Back to normal. It'll probably take me a few days anyway to get over it. And probably by that time, it will be Friday or Saturday. And if my wife's doing a carpet sale, it'll be a 4 a.m. rise. So, hey ho! Circle and vicious. Rearrange. But anyway, standing here this morning, It's lovely. I'm back standing in my usual spot, and about the middle of the Gable End War, as we say, facing south in the garden. I'm just admiring all the plants that's out. The bluebells, the rhododendrons, or the roadies, as we say. And new plants. Yes, we were at Dobby's again last night. Not spending what we spent the last time, which was over £200, but still a great therapy. Yes, I've got more digging to do. I'll put it that way, but totally therapeutic and enjoyable and satisfying and. What's the word I'm looking for? When you look back at something you've done and say, yes. So, not pride, it's not pride. But, yeah. Anyway. So what I'm thinking, what was I thinking about? I can't remember what I was thinking about. It doesn't matter. I'm enjoying my cup of tea again out here. Just being out in the garden again. It's funny what you find in the garden. Birds nesting, birds. I see birds still collecting nesting materials, and yet they've already reared at least one, maybe two broods. Starlings found a hole in the soffit, under the tiles, the roof tiles. My own fault, mea culpa. I knew it was there. It was an old drainage pipe from a static water tank that used to be in it. And I keep forgetting to blank it off. It's a 2-inch hole. It's easy for a starling to get in it. And I forget every year, and every year the starlings go in and nest. And then I have to wait till the nesting's finished, and then I forget again. So this year, I've told my wife, or asked my wife to write it down to remember. Anyway, so they collect everything, you know. And yesterday, I found one, you know, these wee polystyrene trays you get takeaway food in. Well, I found one of those in my side garden. No way it would get in there through any other normal means. And there were so many holes hicked in it. Obviously, they're using the polystyrene chippings, as it were, for the nest. And then shortly after that, I found a conker. I've got it in my hand. There's no horse chestnuts here at all. There's no horse chestnuts here. So what bird decided it was going to collect a conker and then think, yeah, it's not going to fit in my decor? Or maybe Mr. Birdie, probably a big bird to love this thing, magpie most likely, a jackdaw, and took it home to the missus and said, look darling, I've got this wonderful weird looking brown thing. It should fit in, just in the corner there. You can put a telly on it. And, you know, as women do, they would say, don't be stupid. Get rid of that right now. Chuck it out. Don't want that. So, that's what they did, and I found it in my garden. There you go. I'm being frivolous this morning, so I must be feeling a lot better. Frivolity. Yeah. I just hope everything's on the mend. I must admit I'm slightly concerned about what the doc was saying the other day there about possible internal bleeding in my esophagus. So, we'll wait and see. I certainly don't fancy getting one of those tubes stuck down my throat, but there you go. Needs must. But other than that, we shall get on with life and the day. Lovely, lovely morning. Cool. That's cool this morning. Fresher, as I said. Fresh morning. There's that big tomcat. Have I got something to throw at it? Yeah, I know what you're saying. Don't throw anything at it. Yeah. I would throw it at the cat, throw it at the fence or something and make a racket. Yourself. Seems to have a pattern because it comes up over my garden, my next door neighbour's garden, where our fences meet. Big 6-foot, 7-foot fences.
and climbs up there and crosses over into the park. So it's obviously got its routine. Yes, enough said about cats in my garden. Yes, so anyway. Yeah. Lots to do. Lots to do.